when we think about the birth of Jesus during this season of Advent, we remember that we had already talked about the meaning of the Hebrew word for God and the curious feature to be explained just as much theologically as grammatically, that the noun for God in its most common usage in the Old Testament is actually a plural noun, the word Elohim, so that here is a plural noun which takes a singular verb. And we suggested, even though there are scholars who would dispute this, that here we have a hint, at least by inference, that the truth of the Trinity, that is, that God has always existed as one God in three persons, is actually encoded in the original word for God in the Bible. Now, hitchhiking on that, what we want to point out now is that Jesus Christ did not begin his existence when he was conceived in the womb of his mother in Nazareth, still lest he begin his existence at his birth in Bethlehem. God, the second person of the Trinity, has always existed from eternity past. He had no beginning. He has always been God, but he hasn't always been a man. His human existence did begin by that overshadowing of the Holy Spirit in the womb of his mother in Nazareth, so that when he was born in Bethlehem, we have the first and the only example in universal history of the God-man, Jesus. This is the Jesus whom we worship. This is the Jesus who saved us. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.